WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Arielle Reshef. New York Governor Kathy Hochul getting a look at the catastrophic flooding in the Hudson Valley that's left at least one person dead.
Once again, the skies opened up and wrought so much rain, 9 inches of rain in this community, that they're calling this a 1,000-year event.
Vermont also inundated.
We have not seen rainfall like this since Irene, and in some places, it will surpass even that.
Governor Phil Scott. A federal magistrate in Massachusetts imposed a protective order which prevents Jack Teixeira from disclosing evidence as he prepares to defend himself against charges he leaked classified information online. The Pentagon requested the order for the 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman. Tennis star Novak Djokovic is closer to a 24th Grand Slam title. The seven-time Wimbledon champ is now in the quarterfinals at the All England Club. This is ABC News. A new record in West Texas as a heat wave continues. On Sunday, it was triple-digit temperatures in the city of El Paso for 24 consecutive days. The city's previous record was set in 1994 at 23 days in a row. The urgent manhunt continues for a murder suspect on the run after breaking out of jail in Pennsylvania.
Multiple law enforcement agencies now widening their search by air and on foot. The mood here, uneasy. Sunday night, a 911 call led to an entire neighborhood being blocked off, a SWAT team going house to house. No sign of Burham, but authorities now believe he may have broken into a countryside home about 16 miles north of the jail.
ABC's Alex Perchet. A judge in Canada has ruled that a thumbs-up emoji is binding when it comes to accepting a contract. A farmer was ordered to pay more than $60,000. He said he used an emoji in a text only to acknowledge he got the message, but the judge said the emoji was enough to signify that he accepted the sale. Arielle Reshef, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says the temperatures will reach just over 90 degrees in parts of Wisconsin before giving way to storms, some of which could be severe. The National Weather Service says most of western Wisconsin is at risk for scattered strong to severe storms, with the main threats being hail and high winds. The window for the greatest storm threat is from 4 until 10 p.m. Dozens of employees held a strike outside of the Lining Kugels Brewery in Chippewa Falls on Monday. Teamsters Union Local 662 said that over 40 workers were part of the strike, demanding better wages. Molson Coors, which owns Lining Kugels, said it made an offer that was better than unionized rates for similar jobs, and that it doesn't expect the strike to impact its retail business. A spokesperson for the union said it's the first strike at the brewery since the 1980s. And the state patrol said a 32-year-old California woman was killed in a crash near Menominee last night. Two other people were hurt in the crash on I-94. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Patrick here today. A lot to get to. By the way, a chance of some storms moving in a little bit later on this afternoon. So keep an eye on the radar. You know, possibly some wind, possibly some hail. But just keep an eye on that. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we got the return of Professor Tanisha Fazal. She's an expert in political science over at the University of Minnesota and also an expert in basic, kind of a unique field, military medical preparedness. And we had her on the air to talk about the Russian-Ukrainian conflict and how the Russians are in real big trouble because they just don't have the military infrastructure in place. It's gotten worse for them. We're going to have her talk about that and why the Ukrainians need medical supplies more than they need cluster bombs at this point, plus her overall view of what's going on lately within Ukraine, Russia, and where she feels it's going to be going. We'll talk to her once again. That's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But on the 4th of July, I got wind of a TikTok video, which, kind of took off a little bit here. The video showed a woman in Little Ruse in Chaska. It's a children's clothing store that was upset because their story time was going to have a drag queen come in for their story time. Now, they've had story time. Lots of other people have come in and spoken. And for some reason, this sent this individual off the edge. Other people as well. Little Ruse stood by themselves and had the story time this last weekend, a huge success, a very large turnout, and good for them. There was a protest, a smaller one, but by far more people there to support Little Ruse and the decision to stay with the Drag Queen Story Hour as opposed to the people that were protesting it. And I like I said, you stand up to bullies and you see the reality is that most people are good people and are standing on your side. And that's exactly why I've invited Marissa Nordling on to chat with us, the owner of Little Ruse in Chaska, to chat about what happened this weekend and what led up to this weekend as well. Marissa, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for reaching out.
Well, congratulations. And by the way, nicely done on, you've got a fairly thriving social TikTok page there. I've talked to the band Dury out of Burnsville. It's not easy to do that. You guys have had a lot of success there and a lot of hits on a lot of your videos there. Congratulations on that alone.
Thank you. Yeah, social media altogether can be a difficult platform, but yeah, it really took off for us.
Thank God I have another site I have to update almost daily. All right, so I get wind of this video, and this is the first time I was made aware of this. Now, first of all, Little Roost, describe exactly what your store is and the fact you guys have been doing Story Hour regularly for a while now, correct?
Correct. So we are a children's boutique. We do toys, books, games, but our main focus, and that's where we started online, was handmade clothing.
Yeah.
All of our clothing is cut, sewn here in our shop, and all of our bows are tied by local moms here in Carver County.
Wonderful. And, I mean, you've been around. How long has your store been open for?
We have been open for 4.5 years at this location for a year now. And when we first moved here, we had tons of space, so I thought having more free events, because we do bubble parties, face painting already, princess story time. So we added a new story time series this summer. And yeah, it's really taken off.
Now, I want to encourage anyone, a great way to help support you guys. I imagine you can stop by the store in Chaska. What's the address of the store down there?
We are at 122 Pioneer Trail here in Chaska, up in the Chaska Commons. And stopping in is great because our employees have been the front line of everything that's happening, and they just really love seeing the positivity still come in.
And if you're in somewhere else in the metro area where Chaska is not easy, you do have online ordering you can do, correct?
Correct. We started with an online business, so we have a very extensive website, which is littleruesemn.com.
I'll get back to that here in a little bit. So you got your story hour. You by all accounts, it looks like you had a fairly eclectic group of people coming in to do story time, correct?
Yes. So we start with princess story time, and then people started asking if we were going to do anything besides princesses. So I really researched things that were happening at local venues and libraries. And besides having local authors, I kept seeing drag story time. I mentioned it to my staff, and one of them has a child within the LGBTQ community and knew that misdiagnosis was a native here in Chaska and did these story times. So I thought it'd be great to reach out and see if misdiagnosis would be wanting to come volunteer to add that to our story time lineup with local authors and other community members too.
A good call too. I took my kids to two drag story hours. It's a hoot. It's an absolute hoot. They had a great time. It's great fun for the kids. They enjoy it. And let's face it, anytime anyone wants to sit down and read a story to a kid, that's a good thing.
Yes, very positive experience. It is dress up and positivity and just embracing who you are. And I think misdiagnosis really knocked it out of the park, and all the kids were so engaged. It's just great to have self-love and reading all in the same spot.
How long ago did the protesters start going down to the store and addressing you, whether that's phone calls, emails, in person, like that the TikTok video is? How long ago did that start?
We really started receiving negativity about a week or two after we posted the event online. All of our free events are posted to our Facebook page under the events tab. Some local people must have got wind of it. And then, as you see with the lady in the TikTok and some others, some took it upon themselves to come in and tell us in person how they felt. And then it just kind of went in waves from there.
I will say this. I'm almost more shocked at the other TikTok video of the woman doing the dance routine. That's just comedy gold right there. I'm shocked that one didn't take off more than it did. How many total people? I mean, it's pretty brazen to walk into a private business and start yelling at them and disparaging employees about them doing something very legal within their private business. How many total people do you feel came in at any given, during this whole process to berate the staff?
We've had about a handful that came in, but I would definitely say for that handful, we've had dozens and dozens and dozens more come in to show their support. Just today, we've had close to 10 people just walk in to say,
nice,
thank you for inviting us. We appreciate a business that follows through with beliefs and keep inviting us and other members of the community to this supportive atmosphere.
By the way, this is me saying this. This has nothing to do with you. You hear that, Target? Okay. Anyway, that's me saying it. You hear that, Target? Okay. So how much debate did you have before this event because this really did take off? I mean, the one video has over 11 million views. It's the publicity. I don't imagine that the individual there was happy with the publicity. But the reality is, there comes a point when you see this kind of take off and kind of create its own marketing world. How difficult was it for you to kind of, when you were considering this, was it for you to say, you know what, we're going to stay with this?
Not difficult at all. Okay. I had no hesitation, and I had amazing people reach out and help us. One of them was Darcy Bowman, and she asked me in the beginning, if it ever gets to be too much, just let me know. And I said, absolutely, we're not canceling this. This will always move forward. I am a private business. I am a small business owner, and this is what we believe in. This is a part of my employees' life, and there was never a doubt in my mind that we would ever cancel it.
So you have it here now. just a quick side note. I'll never forget when I was talking to Darcy about this. I never forget when they had the pro Confederate flag rally and six total people showed up. And there's this tendency for the media to focus on the protesters and not the crowd, the overwhelmingly large crowd that is in support of the positivity. Your crowd here, do you have any guesstimates of how many people showed up in support of you on Saturday?
I don't know an exact number. I've seen some people say 500 plus, and I'm sure that's just a rolling total. But I do feel like there was so much support that you could not focus on any negativity. And if you were in the crowd, you wouldn't even know anything that was happening around us. It was very seamless. We had some great support. There were just tons and tons and tons of people here just wanting to show up to spread the love.
And what time? Now, your event was at 11, correct?
Yes.
What time did they start showing up?
I would say right around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
We had people start moving in, and then around 10:30, it got pretty busy from there. But by noon, everything was kind of packed up, and everybody was on their way. So it was a quick event, but just tons of people, tons of love, and yeah, it worked really great.
I hope some good sales for you because that's you know, you're a business standing by, you know, good principles out there. And by the way, can I say this to the city of Chaska? How about that? They just brought 500 people in on a Saturday into Chaska. That's a good thing. I guarantee you there's restaurants and other businesses that benefited from this. So good on you there helping to support the local community as well beyond your own business. There was a bit of a counter protest, a smaller counter protest, but this is the kind of thing which I really appreciate what you did. You exposed the fact that this was a relatively small group, a few dozen people at most, who showed up and basically were screaming hysterically just at the wind, I guess, because the reality is even they have to admit they're on the wrong side of this, that the vast majority of people in Chaska, in the Twin Cities, in Minnesota are on your side. They were the minority, and it got exposed to them because it was a relatively small counter-protest.
Yes. And the wind was definitely not in their favor either.
No. And I want to say, you know, there were a lot of people that were there saying, no, we're not going to allow you to do what you have seen in some other places across the country where, you know these people kind of work themselves into a lather. There was a great public television story out from last year, which said in the case of the fight against drag queens, a lot of the people that are against them try to feel as if they're the hero of their story, that they've created this false narrative that they're the real hero. And I think that when you get that kind of zealotry involved, that sometimes it can really go horribly wrong. For the most part, I think the crowd that showed up for you really kind of showed these guys, yeah, you're not on the right side of this. And as well as, you know, thank you to the Chaska law enforcement who are there to make sure nothing bad happened. But the reality is they got put in their place and exposed for the fringe mentality that they really are.
Yeah, I completely agree. Besides our local police department, who was here to help be a buffer, we did have some amazing companies like Outfront Minnesota reach out, and they sent out volunteers. They sponsored Squarity to come out, and they had a team out here. But besides the positivity, we also had those other companies who wanted to be a part of this event, helping coach people in the crowd. Don't engage, just focus on positivity. Twin Cities Pride brought out tons of flags so we can make a flag wall. There was nice. Just a lot done by people who donated their time, volunteers and such, that helped create such a positive environment and really helped diffuse any situation that would arise where we didn't run into any conflicts. So it was great.
I imagine a lot of happy kids, too, getting good story time.
Oh, yes. I got pulled in every direction to look at their chalk art. That's mostly how I spent my time. And I'm still picking up all the glitter all over the sidewalk here.
Well, leave the glitter. It's good. Glitter is good. It's a good thing. The, you know, it is a great lesson. And by the way, also, if I may, to all your employees there, all my big salute to them. It is not easy being on the front line of something like this, especially when you're just going in there to work in a store and all of a sudden you get this coming in the door. A big round of applause to all of them for standing firm as well and having to deal with the brunt of this arrogance and ignorance that was coming in the door.
Yes, I truly have the most amazing staff. Most have been with me since the beginning of our company. They really stick around. So they care about the company. They care about the same beliefs. And like I said, this idea came from an employee's child being in the LGBTQ community. So we all support that family, which is a part of our team. And they do not hesitate to stand up and kill people with kindness. Because if you come in and you're riled up, you know what? That is okay. And you have a great day.
Well, and from your TikTok video, I would have responded a little differently. I'm just going to be honest with you. That one of it. You are so polite. Obviously a fantastic sign about you and your character there as the whole staff. I got to point out something here, though. And for all the people, all the haters, the negativity. Do you feel as if the turnout would have been nearly as big if not for the haters trying to bully you away from doing this?
I do believe we would have had a good group, but to this amount, definitely not. Their negativity is what propelled this event to become how big it is and how positive it is, and just such a great turnout in general. And hate really, I guess, brought all the positivity together.
Hey, this is me saying this too. Hey, suck on that, haters. All right, so that's just me saying that. Because you see, once again, I don't have the kindness and compassion of you. You are a much better. You're a better person.
Just have a great day. Just have a great day. I mean, there's different words.
Have a great day. Even I can. I shouldn't be working the front desk. All right, so okay. Story time is going to continue. I imagine you got this running through the summer.
Yes, this will run through the end of the summer, along with other free events like freezies and face paints and more princess story time.
So if people are down in Chaska, once again, it's 122 Pioneer Trail, correct?
Correct.
122. And littleroosmn.com is the website, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Absolutely. I can't applaud you enough. I can't respect you enough. You stood up to the bullies. And once again, if you stand up to the bullies, you realize the bullies are pretty much a minority, and they're not really, you know, they're not worthy to bend to. So you didn't. Congratulations on that. All my best to everyone down there. Congratulations on a great story hour, and all my best. I hope things continue in a positive way for you down there. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Marissa Nordling is the owner of Little Ruse in Chaska. Once again, having their story time down there. LittleRuseMN.com. Find out more information about the events down there as well. And buy some things, for goodness sakes. Help support a good business, that's for sure. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wah!
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChamblotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is the Matt McNeil Show. Now, I will say this very bluntly. This whole anti-trans thing is just a made-up outrage. you know, we had, what was it, the movie Two White Chicks, you had Bosom Buddies, Bob Hope used to dress and drag, Milton Berle. No one cared. The Monty Python, the kids in the hall. No one cared until the Republicans lost Roe v. Wade as their talking point. And then when they lost Roe v. Wade, they had to basically find something to replace abortion because, once again, they one of the main reasons they lost badly last election was abortion. And people were like, oh, you're taking away my rights now? Okay, the heck with that. And they don't have a counterpunch for it because even though some moderate Republicans have said we need to get away from the abortion issue, the Republicans are doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down in some places because that's where they're at. But in states like Minnesota, where it's not going to fly, you have to create a new villain. And so for all these lemmings, these brainless zombies that have to basically told what to hate, the former anti-Roe v. Wade people are now basically saying, drag queens evil, transgender evil. And suddenly, guess what? The people are showing up and start screaming about Drag Queen Story Hour like it's the greatest sin of all time. You're broken people. And it should not be lost in any capacity. It should not be lost that this event would never have been as big as it was if not for you haters giving it the spotlight it got. And I want to put this out to all you little bigots out there in the metro area that are against the LGBTQIA and transgender community and the drag queen community. I want to give it a little something to you. Go make a big deal out of this. And then watch as the event you're trying to bully to shut down ends up having the biggest crowd they've ever had at that store. Just go away. You're a small, small minority, as proven by the turnout in Chaska. You're a small minority. Go away. You're just upsetting people. And let other people, I don't know, be Christian, welcome, compassion, loving, caring. That's what Christians are supposed to be. Not screaming about, oh, you need a hate. But that's just me. 952-946-6205. Oh, Patrick, tonight's our first big broadcast of Greg Bakken show, Ghost Box Radio at 10 o'clock tonight, right?
Yep, five nights a week, 10 o'clock, Greg Bakken now hosting Ghost Box Radio, moving from its Sunday afternoon slot to what I think is a much more appropriate time.
Rick Smith, Greg Bakken, and Patty Vasquez, right? Ding, ding, ding. Our late night crew, right there for you, all right? You're not going to miss out. That's some good programming right there. 10 o'clock tonight, Greg Bakken, Ghost Box Radio, right here on AM 950. On Sunday, were you running perchance across the tarmac at MSP?
That was not me, fortunately.
You did see the story, though. Okay, here you go. From Fox 9, a passenger on Sun Country flight from Orlando opened the emergency hatch, jumped on the wing, and fled across the tarmac at Terminal 2 late Sunday night, according to the MSP Air Force officials. So this was on the ground when he opened the door. The flight from Orlando landed shortly after 11 p.m., and according to sources, MSP police were waiting for the suspect at the gate. However, before they could board the plane to take the suspect into custody, he opened the emergency hatch, went onto the wing, jumped off, ran across the tarmac toward the terminal. Police located the suspect about 45 minutes later, hiding in an LSG Sky Chief truck.
That's not a short drop.
That's a bit of a run too, man. You're because you just landed. Where are you running to? FSP, Fox 9 reached out to the Sun Country, which said the passenger was seated at the exit row. We take this incident seriously. The police responded quickly. Apparently, what was it? He violated a contact order, and that's the reason why they were looking to take him in custody. Yeah. Okay. I guarantee you now, whatever problems you had before that moment, I gotta imagine he broke about five or six laws. Doing the door thing on the plane, running across a secure zone, you're going to be spending some time in jail, idiot. So I hope you had a good time. I hope you were, did you, I hope you did the Orlando stuff. I hope you did Disney World. I mean, that's, you know, if you're one last trip before you go to the pokey, there you go. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So when we do return, I have to do an intervention with Republicans because apparently they don't understand basic math. And I'm going to enjoy educating them when we do return. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Take a break. Coming back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Think your company's safe? Your staff is working from home, right? As I speak, cyber criminals are mounting attacks across the country. Remember, when we're weakest, cyber criminals attack. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. The Rimark team is guiding our clients through these difficult times. In fact, demand has been so high, we created an easy-to-follow guide. It's yours free. Download our 5 steps to securely work from home now at RimarkIT.com or call 651-328-8900 for a no-cost how-to discussion.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way. Come on, come on.
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Ghost Boxers, you asked for it and you got it. Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken moves to 5 nights a week starting July 10th at 10 p.m. 5 nights of talking about ghosts, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. We're talking about the paranormal every Monday through Friday. Join us and step into the unknown with Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken starting Monday night, July 10th at 10 p.m. If you dare.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Allow me to give you a couple of the most important cleaning tips that you need to know. Vacuuming is not sufficient to maintain the cleanliness and lifespan of your carpet, period. My friends at Zero Res use their platinum-rated cleaning system that safely and effectively removes all that deeply embedded nasty dirt, dander, and bacteria. Not only does the patented Zero Res process clean better than anything on the market, surfaces dry faster, and your home and business will stay cleaner longer guaranteed. July is National Carpet Cleaning Month, and because of that, check out this amazing deal Zero Res has going. Zero Res is offering 3 rooms starting at just $129 and get a 4th room free. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts cleaned this month and take 20% off any air duct cleaning. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com and ask for the AM 950 special. That's Zero Res. With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Hot today with a high of 93, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, then clearing skies overnight tonight with a low of 57.
If you've been waiting to replace those appliances, don't miss Warner Stellion's lowest prices of the season. Score instant savings, then up to 10% off. And a bonus for each additional appliance you buy. Put us to the test at WarnerStellion.com.
It is a warm day out there, man. Crotch Sweat Canyon. It's supposed to cool down, but unfortunately, we're supposed to have some storms tonight. So just keep in mind, keep an eye on the weather. I posted Sven's Bring Me the News forecast, and you know, it's kind of, you know, it's, it could go further south than us, could happen right over the metro area. Needless to say, just, you know, don't be surprised. And there's a chance of some hail out there. So just keep that in mind. 952-946-6205. So let's talk about math, shall we? Math is an important thing. It is painfully clear to me at this point that there are a lot of people in this country that don't even have basic math skills. And I don't bring this up lightly just because this is my first foray into the insult. No, no, no. There's something that I got posted on Saturday that I've run into a lot of far-right trolls. And and not only far-right trolls, but far-right elected House of Representative trolls. Hey, dear Lord, man. Can't believe you guys are representing people. Gosh, what a joke. Anyway, that these trolls are basically trying to push for their narrative. And the reality is I think it's become clear they don't understand basic math. So I'm going to take some time here to explain some basic math. Now, I'm going to give you a term, per capita, okay? Per capita is an interesting thing because there's a lot of times, especially in this world, that the world is not perfect. It's every town does not have 10,000 people in it. So that if you want to compare one town to another town, that generally you have to adjust for the fact that one town might have 75,000 people in it. The other town might have 300 people in it. But if you want to compare how things are going in one town to another town, you have to adjust that. Per capita is a Latin term that translates to by head. I believe per capita means the average per person and is often used in place of per person for statistical observation. The phrase can be used for almost any kind of population description, but common when discussing, you know, societal and economic data. All right. So basically, it's a way for you to be able to fairly evaluate one situation and another situation, even though those two situations would not be necessarily easy to compare on face value. Let me give you a great example of this. Movie theaters. Say you have a city with 2 million people in it. And people say, well, isn't that city great? That city with 2 million people in it has 200 movie theaters. Those are real cinephiles over there. They know their movies. They love their movies. And then they look at some town that has 4,000 people in it. And they say, look at that town. God, that town's pathetic. They only have 4 movie theaters there. The big city's got 200 movie theaters. That one has only got 4. So the people in this big city are far bigger fans of movies. Now, as one could say, and imagine if you were in small town America, you might be like, hey, wait a minute, that's not a fair comparison. Yeah, you're right. Funny how when it goes against you, all of a sudden it's, you become math wishes sometimes. But it isn't a fair comparison because you're looking at the number of 200 for a city of 2 million versus 4 for the city of 4,000. So what you do is you look at per capita. So per a specific amount of people. 1,000 people, 100,000 people, whatever the case may be. In this specific case I have made up, the number of movie theaters per the 2 million town, it's 200 movie theaters, there's 2 million. That means one movie screen per every 10,000 people. In the smaller town, where it's 4 movie screens, but it's 4,000 people, that's one movie screen for every 1,000 people, which means that smaller town actually has a higher per capita movie screen application in their community than in the big community. See how that works? So it's a way for you to break down what exactly is a fact or a statistic in a fair way when you have two things you're comparing of two very different sizes. Because stupid idiots like to sit there and say, big number, bigger than small number, me smart. Apparently as a House rep. But I don't know. I don't know. But that's what they like. That's stupid because big number there, small number there, big number. I'm smart. I'm not going to get tired of doing that. So let me go to what brought about this. Renee Herskovitz posted up on Twitter a tweet post, which is about the National Incident-Based Reporting System is an incident-based reporting system used by law enforcement agencies in the U.S. for collecting and reporting data on crimes. Local, state, and federal agencies generate NIBRS data from their records management systems. Data is collected from on every incident and arrest in a group of a Group A offense category. These Group A offenses are 52 offenses grouped in 23 crime categories. Specific facts about these offenses are garnered and reported to the NIBRS. So basically what this is it's a database that goes on out there and will grab the amount of certain levels of crimes that are committed within a certain community, all right? What she noticed, what Renee noticed, is that if you factor in and you adjust this for population, aka per capita, that Minneapolis is not the most dangerous city in the state. It's not the second most dangerous. It's not the third most dangerous. As a matter of fact, Minneapolis itself comes in at number 4. And if you combine it with St. Paul, which is number 11, it actually, the two of them together, would be number 5 with Mankato in fourth place. Now, let me run through some of this data here from this database. 10 most dangerous cities in Minnesota. Bemidji. Bemidji's population is 15,574. There are 515 crime cases in 2021. It is the most dangerous cities in Minnesota by 2023. Violent crime occur at a rate of about 33.07 per 1,000 residents. So that's basically taking all the data from the National Incident-Based Reporting System that is reported in all of these communities. Equally, I've had one or two customers say, well, in Minneapolis, they don't report that. No, they do. And how would you know about these crimes if they didn't report them? Mega! You know, so that's, you kind of get the idea. So basically, they take the population, they take the number of crimes, they do a per capita rating, and that's the rating they go with. Bemidji is the most dangerous city in the state. Bemidji recorded one homicide, 5 kidnappings, 37 sex offenses, 11 rape cases in the crime against property. There were 5 arsons, 42 motor vehicle thefts, 12 robberies, and 249 drug narcotic offenses. Brainerd is number 2. Brainerd. The population is 13,436. There are 423 crime cases in 2021. Second most dangerous city in Minnesota by 2023, violent crime may occur in the rate of about 31.48 per 1,000 residents. Once again, the same number. And once again, Bemidji and Brainerd are not the same size. Bemidji's larger, 15,574. Brainerd is 13,436. So you still need to do a per capita to be able to evaluate these two towns away from each other. So if you're saying, well, that's fine to evaluate them, but you can't do it for Minneapolis. No, this is how you do it, you idiots. I almost said something else. You morons. This is how you do it. It's called basic math. Brainerd. 31.48 per 1,000 residents. Brainerd reported 3 kidnappings, 35 sex offenses, 12 rape cases. The crime against property thefts were 37 motor vehicle theft, 4 robbery, 538 drug narcotic offenses. Waite Park. Now, that was a bit of a surprise. Waite Park comes in at number 3. population of 7,839. There are 237 crime cases in 2021. Their rate is 30.23. So even Wake Park's a good 3 points behind Bemidji. Recorded 4 kidnappings, 13 sex offenses, 8 rape cases in the crime against property. There was 1 arson, 25 motor vehicle thefts, 10 robberies, 71 drug narcotic offenses. Then finally comes what Republicans want to scream is, the most dangerous place in the entire state. Ah! Minneapolis. Which, by the way, I was out at Minneapolis this weekend a few times. On Saturday, by the way, you know that hellscape war zone, you know, apocalypse, you know, nuclear zone, that's the no-go zone, that's Minneapolis. You could walk on the kayaks, paddleboards, and canoes on Lake of the Isles all the way across that lake. There were so many people out. And I know, Republicans, I know what you're about to say. Not those areas. Well, that's Minneapolis, right? Yeah. Shut up then. Okay. You're not welcome in the city anymore, you arrogant idiots. Anyway, Minneapolis. Minneapolis' population is just a smidge higher than these other towns, 438,463. There were 9,457 crime cases in 2021. Now I'm going to say something, which is what seems to be the entire point of all conservatives. Bigger number! Big, big number! Big number! That seems to be their counterpoint to the math of per capita. Undeniably, that is a big number there, Chauncey. We're not going to deny that. But once again, you have to do it per capita of per 1,000 residents. Fourth most dangerous city in Minnesota. Violent crime has occurred at a rate of about 21.57 per 100,000 residents. That is 12 points less than Bemidji. 12 points less than Bemidji. 12. Minneapolis recorded 102 homicides, 192 kidnappings, 714 sex offenses, 305 rape cases, motor vehicle, the crime against property, 116 arsons, 4,258 motor vehicle thefts, 2,217 robbery, 944 drug narcotic offenses. I had one guy say, Minneapolis is 15,000 carjackings a year. Well, no, actually, they reported 4,258, which is not ideal, but it's not freaking Rio, dude. 15,000, dear Lord. But you see, it's not about reality. This is reality. This per capita numbers. This is reality. This is reality. What's not reality is the response from the Republicans who are just like, because that's all they've got. Mankato comes in. Let's see here. Yeah, Mankato comes in next. 869 crime cases. Fifth most dangerous city in Minnesota. Violent crime can occur at the rate of 1984 per 100,000 residents. Actually, it's listed as six. So this was listed as six. But it would actually be Minneapolis, St. Paul combined, would it be behind it? Because St. Paul, let me go to St. Paul. St. Paul on this is minuscule. St. Paul's population is 309,957. There are 4,919 crime cases in 2021. Violent crime occur at the rate of 15.85. It's half. St. Paul is half of what's going on in Bemidji and half of what's going on in Brainerd and half of what's going on in frickin' Wake Park, man. So this is called numbers. This is called math. And as you can imagine, the right-wing media has gone nutsoid over me posting this because it completely negates their narrative. They keep screaming, no, that! They say the data is skewed, even though it's a standard. I've done the numbers. I did the numbers myself. This is a standard per capita math problem. Divide one number by the other number. There you go. their entire argument. I mean, it's amazing how belligerent they are. First of all, I will also say this. It's amazing how many people on the right will try to comment authoritatively on this information without actually reading this information. That's the sign of a complete and total moron. I mean, seriously, I'm going to speak authoritatively about something I have no idea about. I'm smart. No, it's not how it works, dude. Yeah, per capita, you're an idiot. So just FYI, I've done the math problem. You're dumb. But their entire argument is there's far more crime in Minneapolis. But then when you point out, but there's far more people, that's irrelevant. You see, because it's not about facts. It's not about reality. It's about basically screaming their opinion and trying to outgrunt you into submission. As I went through these responses, it started to become pretty clear that this wasn't, I mean, there's only one, two things that could be here, that could be going on. Either all these Republicans, including some of these Republican politicians, are complete and total, are pretending to be complete and total dumbasses for the sake of basically just making their narrative true, that they're intentionally being stupid. Or, and this is even sadder, these grown adults don't understand basic math. And I think it's the latter. I think a shocking amount of conservatives on the right don't understand basic math. A per capita math problem that's a basic seventh grader problem. And I don't think you guys know how to do it or understand it. When you just kind of grunt around there like a freaking Neanderthal going, big number, small number, big number, small number, it shows me you don't understand basic math. But the real problem here, beyond all this, is the injustice that's happening because of Republicans' intentional or real ignorance. And I'm going to get to that when I come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. I love my Toyota vehicles, so when it's time for me to get my service done, there's only one place I go. Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
In retirement, it's all about income, your money, making money, while still controlling your principal. If your portfolio has recently taken a big hit, you're not set up for retirement income. We're Ferguson Financial, and that's what we do. We position portfolios to generate retirement income. Learn how it's done. Call us today, 888-429-5569, and check out our retirement income program, Sunday mornings at 9.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, July 11th for Tom Hunter. Wednesday, July 12th, it's the Ice Holes. And on Thursday, July 13th, it's the wonderful Katie Tesman. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of 8 or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. I'm going to go see Katie Tesman on Thursday. I think I'm going to go do that. Good stuff over at the Park Tavern. The Matt McNeil Show. So once again, either these conservatives who are belligerently angry at the per capita number showing that actually Minneapolis is the fourth most dangerous city in the state, that actually Bemidji, Brainerd, and Waite Park actually are far worse than Minneapolis. Once again, they're either intentionally being dumbasses for the sake of just keeping their reality true, or they honestly do not understand math. Regardless, there is one thing that is happening here. We have a failure to address the real crime issues in outstate Minnesota, in areas where Republicans, for the most part, are representing these people. It's almost, my guess is going to be Republicans want to, part of the reason why Republican politicians might refuse to accept these numbers is because if they actually go on out there and say, wow, we've got to do something about the problems in Bemidji and in Brainerd, that they'll say, well, but then that's admitting that Minneapolis isn't the worst. So it's almost as if they're belligerently refusing to help these communities who clearly need some help with their crime issues. Now, I did have one person bring up the point saying, well, Matt, to be fair here, the homicide rate's higher in Minneapolis. A lot of these cases are drug-related and stuff like that. And I'm not going to deny that there is definitely the individual categories can vary. But it's still when you factor in all the dangerous, the Class A offenses, that basically these cities are more dangerous than Minneapolis. But you know, this has been the real legacy of Republican law enforcement policy in rural America. Drug cases are through the roof. Drug addiction is through the roof. They don't care. They do not care, because their only thing is, it doesn't matter what state it is to vilify the big bad city that they can, just to basically look like they're doing something and not doing any damn thing at all. I would like to see the DFL get on out there and put money to our crime task force for the entire state, including Bemidji and Brainerd and Waite Park and all these other communities that are having problems. Because if all these Republicans are doing is focusing on Minneapolis, even though they have freaking nothing to do with Minneapolis outside of trying to use it to scare, let's be honest, white people into voting for them, because look at those minorities down there, and that's your entire argument. Well, they'll sit there and watch their own towns circle the toilet while they basically sit there and feel as if I've vilified the city, I've done my job. So DFL, I think it's worth your while to get out there and put together some real crime task force to deal with some real bad crime numbers in these towns that the Republicans are refusing to address. And once again, if I may, get some billboards out there. Pass the task force. Say, and on the billboards on the way into town, you say, Republicans have refused to deal with the crime issue in Bemidji. The DFL is taking care of it now. Because I can tell you right now, that's going to resonate in those communities. And I get it. You guys don't like to brag. Get over yourself, dude. Have you seen the other side? They're taking credit for bills that today that they proudly voted against yesterday. That's what you're dealing with. So you got to get out there and you got to brag and you got to point out the fact that you're taking care of business while the Republicans sit there and pretend to be internet trolls, because that's the only thing that freaking matters to them. They don't care about their constituents. All they care about is the handful of people, other internet trolls, that worship them as the king troll within their district. And the end result is a failure to rural Minnesotans at the expense of Republican talking points. Hour two, that's coming up next.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to CafeLatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at CafeLatte.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune in to Rotary's influential show and podcast.
sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Reno.